Welcome to another episode of Debate with Hania. Today, we have an important matter to debate upon. Was the Industrial Revolution a positive or negative development for people at the time? Let's start with the positive side of this story. To begin, products were much easier to get at a much more affordable price. Since things were not being handmade as much, they are much cheaper. They were also less time-consuming. Factories had switched over to being led by machines, which made the production of items a much faster and cheaper process compared to when they were handcrafted. Everyday items such as clothing, tools, shoes, and household items were being sold at a much better price with easier availability. People started making markets to sell their products, and that was in great favor for factory owners. That was helping the economy and factories' income. The gap between goods producing and goods consuming countries was expanding greatly and severely at the time due to the wealth of good producing countries. Machines allowed for mass production, which helped lower the costs of many everyday needed items. This meant that people could save their money for other things they needed, such as food. Since machines were taking over, new factories were built. That caused a different type of employment opportunities to rise. Since manufactured goods were needed, the middle class could make an income from cities, since they could be factory employees and as employees of businesses that supported factories. That paid much better wages than the ones they were being paid while working on farms. Due to the Industrial Revolution, people were rapidly shifting into rural areas in order of capability of having successful factories. Factory workers were trained to do certain tasks that helped the factory run and mass produce. Jobs in factories were much better paying opportunities. The factory owners would divide their work tasks among the workers, and each group would perform a certain task. That meant that the process was much faster and easier, since each person only had to learn one task. There were people specialized for operating machines or fixing them when they broke down. There were also groups of people who were specialized in improving machines to help advance the factory as a whole. Due to the new way of life, cities and towns were rapidly growing. There were new specialized departments created to handle traffic, sanitation, taxation, and many other things that came along with the Industrial Revolution. The Industrial Revolution led to the start of many improvements in the medicine industry. Industrialization caused many medical instruments to be produced much faster. This equipment included things like microscope lenses, test tubes, scalpels, and many other tools. Machine manufacturing meant that these tools could be mass-produced, which meant that their availability rate was much higher. As communication methods became stronger, new cures and treatments for disease spread much quicker and easier, which led to better care of the people. The Industrial Revolution was a great time for women, since they were able to start working. Even though their wages were extremely low compared to men, at least there was improvement. At the time, they had very little rights. However, they started demanding change. They started to become more involved in politics, and by 1918, women were able to vote if they were over the age of 30. Little change was very valuable, since every step went a much longer way. Now, opposingly, the Industrial Revolution was a negative development for people at the time. Industrialization led to the overcrowding of cities and industrial towns. Since wages were very low, any sort of higher wage heavily attracted migrants. Cities and industrial towns had jobs that offered better wages, which encouraged migrants to move there. At the time, sewage and sanitation systems were not very strong, which meant that this overwhelming amount of people that came all of a sudden was not something they could handle. This also meant that drinking water was not very clean and healthy for the use of humans. Since there were housing shortages in many areas, the sudden construction and development caused cramped shanty towns. Shacks and other forms of poor-conditioned housing units were built for people to live in. All these conditions meant that many viruses were spreading around. This was caused from living in close proximity, very poor working conditions, contaminated water, and an overall very poor living system. The viruses that spread were things like typhus, cholera, smallpox, and tuberculosis. They would spread around rapidly, since everyone was living very close to each other. In addition, their working conditions were very low, which also led to viruses spreading easily. A great number of the environmental problems we have today are because of the Industrial Revolution. Factories needed fossil fuels to run. Natural resources such as water, trees, soil, rocks, and minerals, and wild domesticated animals were used for many things, which decreased the stock of natural resources. Conflicts such as water and air pollution, the reduction of biodiversity, destroyed wildlife habitat, and global warming initiated as a result of the Industrial Revolution. Nowadays, we majorly rely on material coming from machines that damage our environment and ecosystem services such as clean water and air. Factory owners prioritized their well-being over the well-being of their staff. Their aim was to increase their profit and income as much as they could. Even though factory workers earned larger wages than workers who worked on farms, they also lost a lot. Factory workers had a much longer day with very poor working conditions that led to many, many health issues. Machines often led to many injuries, and the factories contained smoke and they were very dirty. Child labor was highly promoted and their wages were very low. Men earned wages that were about double of women's wages. Factory owners realized that they could pay women and children a lot less than men and they would still get the same outcome. Child labor was promoted since factory owners wanted what was best for them, and this was the only way they could increase their profit and decrease the amount of money they spent on wages. A great amount of the physical jobs that were done outside transitioned into indoor office work. That did not only apply to jobs. Television programs and other forms of electronic entertainment encouraged people to stay inside. Similarly, cooking rituals transitioned into processed food made by machines. These foods were made with preservatives that lowered cooking time and increased sweetness. These new rituals led to a much unhealthier lifestyle. People were staying inside more often, they were eating processed foods, factory owners were encountering many threatening situations such as smoke and dangerous machines. Obesity, heart disease, diabetes, and other forms of cancer started to arise. Overall, this is a very controversial topic since both sides have very valid reasoning. This topic had many advantages and disadvantages. People can have opposing opinions about this topic and they'll all have valid reasoning to back up their opinion. Now for your opinion about this controversial topic with many opinions and valid reasoning for both sides. Do you think the Industrial Revolution had a negative or positive impact for people at the time?